This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, in order to receive a current from the Father, remain busy in doing service. The children who renounce everything and remain busy in doing the Father's service are loved. They climb into the Father's heart. Question. Why are some children unable to experience permanent happiness? What is the main reason for this? Answer. Their intellects wander at the time of remembrance. Because of not having stable intellects, they don't have happiness. Storms of Maya trouble the lamps. Unless your actions become neutral, you cannot have permanent happiness. This is why you children have to make this effort. Om Shanti. When you say Om Shanti, you say with great enthusiasm, I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. The meaning is so easy. The Father says Om Shanti, and Dada too says Om Shanti. That one says, I am the Supreme Soul, and this one says, I am a soul. All of you are stars. There also has to be the Father of all the stars. It is remembered, the sun, the moon, and the lucky stars. You children are the most lucky stars. It is also number-wise in this. Just as when the moon comes out at night, some stars are dim and others are bright. Some are close to the moon. They are stars. You are stars of knowledge. It is also said, a wonderful star shines in the middle of the forehead. The Father says, these stars, souls, are very wonderful. Firstly, they are such tiny points, and no one knows anything about them. It is souls that play their parts through bodies. This is a great wonder. So you children are also number-wise. All are different. The Father sits here and remembers the stars who sparkle very well and who do a lot of service. They are the ones who continue to receive a current. Your batteries continue to be charged. You receive a searchlight number-wise, according to your efforts, in order to become Satopratan from Tamopratan. The Father says, those who renounce everything for me and remain busy in doing service are loved a great deal. They are the ones who climb into Baba's heart. The Father is the one who wins your heart. There is the Diwala temple. Is it the Diwala temple or the temple of the one who wins your heart? Whose heart does he win? You can see Prajapita Brahma sitting there. Shiv Baba definitely entered him. You can also see the establishment of heaven above and children sitting in Tapasya down below. That is just a small model that they created. Those who do very good service are great helpers. There are the elephant riders, Maharatis, the horse soldiers, the cavalry, and the foot soldiers, infantry. This temple has been created very well and accurately as a memorial. You say that it is your memorial. You have now been enlightened. No one else has a third eye of knowledge. On the path of devotion, people continue to say true, true to whatever they are told. In fact, it is lies, but they consider it to be the truth. The Father, who is the truth, now sits here and tells you the truth, through which you become the masters of the world. The Father doesn't have you make any effort. The secret of the whole tree is now in your intellects. Baba explains to you very easily, but why does it take time? It doesn't really take time to receive this knowledge and your inheritance. It takes time to become pure. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. You pay greater attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance when you come here. You don't pay as much attention when you go back home. Here, all are number-wise. Some of you sitting here would have in your intellects this intoxication. We are the children, and that one is the Father. The unlimited Father and we children are sitting here. You children know that the Father has entered this body. He is giving you divine drishti. He is doing service. So you should remember that one alone. Your intellect should not go anywhere else. A trance messenger can give a full report of those whose intellects wander outside, of who are doing what, and who are nodding off. She can tell everything. I continue to look at the stars who are very good and serviceable. The Father loves them. They help carry out establishment. The kingdom is being established exactly as it was in the previous cycle. It has been established many times before too. This is the cycle of the drama that continues. There is no question of worrying about this. You are with the Father, are you not? So this company colours you. You continue to worry less. This is a predestined drama. The Father brings the kingdom of heaven for you children. He simply says, sweetest children, in order for you to become pure from impure, remember the Father. You now have to go back to your sweet home. You beat your heads for that on the path of devotion. However, not a single person could go back home. Now continue to remember the Father and continue to spin the discus of self-realization, Alpha and Beta. Remember the Father and spin the discus of self-realization of 84 births. You souls have received the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. No one else knows the Creator or the beginning, middle and end of creation. You know this, number-wise according to your efforts. You wake up in the early morning and keep in your intellects that we have now completed the cycle of 84 births. And we now have to return home. Therefore, you have to remember the Father, and you will become the rulers of the globe. This is easy, but Maya makes you forget. There are storms of Maya that trouble the lamps. Maya is very powerful. She has so much power that she makes you children forget. That happiness doesn't then remain permanently. You sit to remember the Father, but while sitting your intellects wander somewhere else. All of these things are incognito. No matter how much you try, you won't be able to remember Baba. Then some people's intellects become stable after wandering, and some are able to become stable instantly. No matter how much you beat your head with some, this will not sit in their intellects. This is called the war with Maya. You have to make so much effort in order to make your actions neutral. There is no kingdom of Ravan there that your actions would be sinful. Maya doesn't exist there that she would make you perform wrong actions. There is this play of Ravan and Rama. For half a cycle there is the kingdom of Rama, and for half a cycle there is the kingdom of Ravan, day and night. At the confluence age, there are only you Brahmins. You Brahmins now understand that the night is to end and that the day is to begin. Those who belong to the Shudra clan do not understand this. They sing devotional songs very loudly. You have to go beyond sound. You remain engrossed in having remembrance of your father. Each of you souls has received a third eye of knowledge. You souls understand that you now have to remember the father. On the path of devotion, you continue to say Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba. In the Shiva temple, people definitely call Shiva Baba. They don't have this knowledge. You have now received this knowledge. That one is Shiv Baba, and that is his image. Those people consider him to be a lingam image. You have now received knowledge. Those people go and pour an urn of milk over it. The father is incorporeal. If you pour milk over the incorporeal one, what would he do? If you were corporeal, he would accept it. But if you were to offer milk, etc., to the incorporeal one, what would he do? Father says the milk, etc., that you offer there is drunk by you, and you yourselves eat the borg, etc. Here, I am personally in front of you. Previously, you used to do everything indirectly, whereas it is now direct. He has come down here and is playing his part. He is giving you a searchlight. You children understand that you should definitely come to Madaban to Baba. Here your batteries will be charged very well. At home there is nothing but peacelessness in your mundane business. At this time there is peacelessness throughout the whole world. You know that you are now establishing peace with the power of yoga, but that you receive a kingdom by studying. You heard this in the previous cycle, and you are also hearing it now. Whatever act takes place, it will be performed again. The father says so many children were amazed by this knowledge, but then they ran away. They used to remember me, the beloved, so much. I have come now, and yet they leave me and go away. Maya slaps them so hard. Baba is experienced. Baba remembers his whole history. He used to run around barefoot wearing a cap. Those of Islam used to love him a lot and offered him a lot of hospitality. The child of the schoolmaster has come, as though he was the child of a guru. They would give him millet chapatis to eat. Here too, Baba has made a program of eating just thick millet chapatis and buttermilk for 15 days. Nothing else was made at that time. The same food was cooked, even for those who were ill. Nothing happened to anyone through that. Instead, those who were ill even became healthy. It was seen that they didn't have any temptation of I must not have this or I must have that. To have desires is like being a road sweeper. Here the father says, it is better to die than ask for anything. The father himself knows what he has to give you children. The father himself would give you whatever he wants to give. This drama is predestined. Baba asks those who consider Baba to be their father and also their child to raise their hands. Then everyone raised their hands. They quickly raised their hands, just as everyone will instantly raise their hands if Baba asks who will become Lakshmi and Narayan. They also definitely add this Parlokic child. He serves his parents a great deal. He gives them the inheritance for 21 births. When a father goes into the stage of retirement, it is his children's duty to look after him. It is as though the father becomes a sannyasi. Similarly, when this one's physical father reached his stage of retirement, he told him that he would like him, that is Baba, to take him to Benares as he would like to have a spiritual gathering there. Then Baba related his history. You are Brahmins, Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Prajapita Brahma is the great-great-grandfather. He is the first leaf of the human world tree. Neither is he the ocean of knowledge, nor are Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar the ocean of knowledge. Shiv Baba is the unlimited father, and so you have to receive your inheritance from him. No one knows when or how that incorporeal supreme father, the supreme soul, came, and yet people celebrate his birthday. He does not enter a womb. He explains, I enter this one in his stage of retirement, in the last of his many births. When people take up renunciation, they are said to be in their stage of retirement. So the father now says to you, children, you have taken the full 84 births. This is the last of many births. You know the account, so I enter this one. Where do I come and sit? I sit next to where his soul is sitting, just as gurus make their disciples sit next to them on the gadi. This one's place and my place are both in the same spot. I say, O souls, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. You have to change from human beings into deities. This is Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga is definitely needed for the new world. The father says, I have come to lay the foundation of the original eternal deity religion. There are many gurus, but only the one Satguru. He alone is the truth, whereas all others are false. You know that one rosary is of Rudra and that the other is the rosary of victory of Vishnu. You are making effort for that. Remember the Father. and you will become a bead of the rosary, of which you used to turn the beads on the path of devotion. However, you didn't know whose rosary that was, or who was represented by the tassel at the top, or who the jewel bead or the beads were. You didn't understand whose rosary you were rotating. People simply continue to chant Rama, Rama, and turn the beads of a rosary. While saying Rama, Rama, they think that all are Rama. It was through this that there has been the darkness of omnipresence. They don't even know the meaning of the rosary. Some say rotate the rosary 100 times. Some say rotate it this many times. The father is experienced. He had 12 gurus and he had experiences from the 12 of them. There are many who, even though they have their own guru, go to others by thinking that they may get another experience. They turn the beads of a rosary. That is total blind faith. After they have finished turning the beads of a rosary, they then salute the tassel. Shiv Baba is the tassel. You, especially beloved children, are becoming the beads of the rosary. You are then remembered. Those people don't know anything at all. Some of them remember Rama, and some of them remember Sri Krishna. There is no meaning to it. They say, "I seek asylum with you, Sri Krishna." However, he was a prince of the Golden Age. How could they seek asylum with him? It is with the Father that you seek asylum. Only you become worthy of worship and then worshippers. You have become impure by taking 84 births. And you then say to Shiv Baba, "O tassel, make us the same as you are." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not have any type of desire. Finish all temptations and only eat what Baba gives you to eat. You have received the direction, it is better to die than to ask for anything. 2. In order to receive the Father's searchlight, have true love for the one Father. Let there be this intoxication in your intellect. We are the children and He is the Father. We have to become Satopratan from Tamopratan through His searchlight. Blessing. May you become totally free from attachment and serve with merciful feelings and the consciousness of being an instrument. At present, when all souls are tired and disheartened and are asking for mercy, you children of the bestower have to be merciful towards your brothers and sisters. No matter how bad someone may be merciful to that one too, and you will not have any feelings of dislike, jealousy, or anger. When feelings of mercy emerge in you, you can easily have the consciousness of being an instrument. Do not have mercy out of attachment, for true mercy makes you free from attachment, because there is no body consciousness in that. Slogan: to give cooperation to others is to accumulate in your own account. Om Shanti.